All right, and welcome to the Threat Labs podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Justin Dorsey. And with me, as always, is my buddy, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. Kevin, how are you doing this week?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
That's fantastic. Doing good. Usually your normal response.
Doing well.
Doing well, yeah, that's right. Good. Please make sure you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you get them on Androids. I don't really know.
iTunes, Spotify,
or Google Play or Podbean. You can download the podcast. Please tell your friends, family, and everybody that you know. We really appreciate it. But thank you for joining us again this week. We really appreciate it. Kevin is not talking as much as he normally would right now because he's trying to get some fuzz out of my charge port of my iPhone, but I don't think that there's any fuzz in there. I need a new fucking port.
Yeah, your phone's messed up. There's zero fuzz in there.
I tried to tell you that.
Every other person that said that to me, though, I'll like go in there with a,
you made it worse. Now it won't charge.
And now it wasn't charging before.
I got to it eventually. You just gotta really hold up. It's all about the angling.
I, on the other hand, just got a brand new phone and it's amazing. And I'm very happy with it.
Kevin may have broken my phone.
It was already broken.
No, but I could charge it. Now I can't charge it at all.
It wasn't charging 2 seconds ago.
Here, hold on. All right. Anyway.
Oh, he's different.
Right. We welcome you back for another week of the Threat Labs podcast. We're very excited to talk to you this week because, you know, it's really getting into the Christmas. It's going to be Christmas like 6 days from now. There's a lot of stuff that we could talk about, but I feel like we need to stick to a little bit of a Christmas situation. Just like giving everything. Did you get my phone charged, Kevin?
Yeah,
he's sitting around. He's like trying to like let it go and like put it in the right area. I'm watching him try to like walk away from it with like putting his hands up like, oh, don't touch it. And then it's not charging.
Good God, dude. What did you do to this
phone? I didn't do anything. He's asking me what I did wrong with it. I didn't do anything wrong with the phone. It actually charged better than I think. And I think he messed it up. He was using some tweezers. He was getting really up in there. And now I think he might have made it worse. So maybe I won't have a phone tomorrow, but honestly, I don't care. I won't use my phone. Well, like, I use my phone all the time for everything, but I feel like it might be good to be away from my phone a little bit.
I got the solution.
He says he has the solution. He's running around. I don't know. It's December 12th. And also, yeah, make sure you follow us at Threat Labs on Instagram, at Labs Threat on Twitter. Website is coming soon because Kevin's been working on it because it's been one of his class projects because he does a lot of coding and stuff like that. So that's really cool. And we hope to give you that shit
pretty
soon. But,
hey, Santa.
So you think you have a solution to fix my phone, do you?
Yeah. You've got something pushing back on it. It's like, I got it. We're good.
It wasn't pushing back when you, Before you took tweezers to it. And now I don't know. I might not have a phone ever again.
Nah, you got a phone.
Well, I mean, maybe the problem isn't that I don't have a phone. Maybe the problem is that we are so reliant on our phones that just the mere fact that it might be away from me is causing me crippling anxiety. That's
not good.
Oh my
God, not only is it fuzz in here, it's some sort of crust that's in here. It's some sort of dried crust in here.
I don't know what he's talking about. This isn't good podcast.
Okay, sorry. We got a lot of topics we got to get into. It's Christmas edition pod.
Burr, burr, burr.
Last pod,
yeah,
before
Christmas. Ho ho ho. Yeah. And actually, so this past week I was talking to somebody that listens to our podcast like all the time. He's a great fan. But he was listening to our podcast last week, and we were talking about like some of the best Christmas gifts we've ever gotten. And he texted me while he was listening to it and was talking about how his parents were actually terrible gift givers. And really? Yeah, and it made me inspired for like maybe what our worst gift that we've ever gotten in our history is. And like he was saying, like, so like 1 year his dad got him like a pill bottle and something else, something that I'd never heard of. And I don't have my phone to look at it because you have it. He got him like a pill bottle with like his dad's company on it. 1 year his dad got him and his siblings wooden carved statues.
Well, that's not a, such a bad
But he was 5 years old and he got like a duck as a statue or something.
A duck?
or a goose or it was some form of waterfowl. If I remember correctly, I can't actually bring it up because you have the phone and I can't get super...
We'll mess it up, break.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm sure you just broke my phone a little
bit. I didn't break it. I make things better.
Okay. But yeah, it like got me to thinking like... And it doesn't have to be like a Christmas gift or anything. And if you don't feel comfortable talking about it because maybe somebody that gave you the gift is listening to us right now. Like, what is the worst gift... If you could think of it, that you've ever gotten.
I'm not sure. Like, I don't really think I've ever gotten, like, a horrible gift like that.
Really?
I've had, like, more, like, less exciting. Gifts, yeah. Less exciting Christmases where it's, like, mainly, yeah. like.
Like, you open up presents, socks.
Yeah. Well, now it is.
I'm way more excited. But when I was younger, I was not excited.
Yeah, if we go back to, like, kid days, like, young. Then yeah, there might have been a Christmas or two where I got mostly clothes and I was a little bummed out maybe. But yeah, I don't really think. What about you? Have you ever gotten like a terrible gift?
See, and I was thinking about this all day today. I don't know that I've really gotten a super terrible gift either. Like, like I was really racking my brain on like anything that it could be. But honestly, I mean my parents are fantastic gift givers and like. I've never gotten anything that's like totally not useful. Like I've never gotten, I don't know, using my favorite Christmas movie as an example, like A Christmas Story where the kid gets from his grandmother. It's an all pink, like bunny onesie and everything that he hated. Like
classic.
I've never gotten anything where it's just like such a womp. Thing like that. I was hoping that you had something because I didn't really.
I don't really have anything like that. I've never been like, you know, I would just usually just ask for like video games and I guess I got them type of thing. I don't know. I never like asked for something. I also never had like, there was never really a year that I can remember where there was like the hot item that I like really, really wanted. I don't think that I can remember. I mean, what about you?
No, I mean, yeah, because I've never been like. Well, my mom might say otherwise. It might have something to do with Pokemon, probably, when I was younger, where
I
just had to have
it. That's a good point. There's probably a fair amount of Pokemon Christmas things. Cards, especially, Christmas cards.
I think you broke my phone.
I didn't break it. I pulled up the more dust. I told you it's not done yet. I saw that crust. That's not going to fix the crust. Also, that's probably killing people's ears.
Yeah. Sorry, people out there that are...
Good God.
Upset. Well, I'm pretty sure Kevin broke my phone. Now I can't charge it, and I might not be able to talk to anybody forever.
Let us not forget that we started this by Justin saying he couldn't charge his phone. Maybe not, but... All right, but anyway. Yeah,
whatever.
We digress.
But, like, how many times... Like, did you ever, like, wait in line for Santa when you were younger at, like, a mall or some shit like that?
Yeah. You didn't?
No, I did. I just think the whole idea of it. And, like, I wanted to get into it a little bit. It's like, what do you think about, like, just, like, the whole idea of Santa Claus? And how, like, it's a Christmas tradition, but it's basically perpetuated on children.
About lying to children?
Yeah. And that's what it is, basically, all these children's, like, lives. Is lying to children about Santa... And then they get a little older, and then you're just like, just kidding. We, like, this wasn't a real person, and none of this is real. Like, do you think that, like, kind of, like, messes with kids and, like, growing up and, like, expectations? Especially because, you know, you're a kid, and, like, the one person or the two people that you should be able to trust is your parents. And then you find out that one of the things that you've loved the most in your, like, youth it's also been just been a giant lie from your parents. Do you think that like messes up with like relationships or like messes up with children's psyches as they grow up and having this whole thing that they thought was real, that they're super into believing, that is like an integral part that they look forward to every year, and then just being like, oh no, this isn't real. This isn't a thing. Do you think that messes with kids like anybody like growing up or something like that?
I mean, it didn't mess me up, but I,
but we don't even know how to say like how many people do you know that just never believed in Santa Claus, even from day one?
I don't know.
Like all of us, even like our parents, parents that are listening to this right now, they were told the same thing about Santa Claus until it was inappropriate. Like, are we doing a benefit?
Well, Dax,
telling kids about Santa Claus and having them believe in this shit and then just reversing that.
I was listening to the Dax Shepard podcast. He was actually just talking about this because apparently he was in the news because, like, he said that he told his, I don't know what it was, like, kids don't believe in Santa or something and, like, whatever, and people were mad at him for saying, cause I think his kids are young. But he was saying the same thing. Like, he wasn't going to lie to them. He was just going to be, like, you know, kind of honest or whatever.
Right.
If they asked. Because apparently they started poking holes in it, like, well, how could he do this? How could he do that type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Which obviously, the most obvious answer to any of these questions is magic.
Well, yeah, it's just magic.
It's magic.
Also, if you watch...
He's a magical person.
If you watch that Christmas movie I told you
about... I watch, what, Christmas Chronicles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think?
It wasn't as good as I was expecting.
What?
Because, like, the person I watched it with, she was all like... People have been talking about this movie, how great it is, and blah, blah, blah. Like, and yeah, we were all hyped and going into it. I mean, she fell asleep. She didn't even watch, like, most of it. I stuck through it because I was awake, and then I got so invested, like, that halfway through. I'm like, all right, I got to see this one out.
Yeah.
And everything. I mean, it was fine. It was a nice little whatever Christmas movie. Very innocent. Anybody can watch it. It's for the whole family and everything. I was expecting a little bit more. Something
I thought it was good. I thought it was
something a little bit more that I could sink my teeth into.
It was a little cheesy in parts, as are all, you know, Christmas movies, but I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Right. It was fine. But, I mean, so what do you think, though, about, like, teaching these kids about Santa and then, like, pulling the whole thing from under the rug.
I guess it depends on whether or not it was like a traumatic experience of how they found out, you know?
Right, that's true. But like, I feel like it just puts certain kids behind the eight ball, like as far as school goes, because, you know, it's all about being relevant and you want to be on top of all the trends when you're like a young kid, when you're like 8, 9, 10 years old and like everything. Like you just want to be with the in crowd. You don't really give a fuck about like what's like actually looks like normal or whatever. You want to fit in with what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
But then like it causes this thing where like some kids know that Santa's not real, some kids don't. It can cause like a bullying situation.
Yeah.
Like possibly at school, and like somebody's hanging on to the belief of Santa too long. People make fun of them. Like, how is that good? Like, I just feel like it causes way more problems than it really kind of should. But like, I also don't have any children, and apparently there's that innocence of a child believing in Santa Claus and all that goes into it is apparently just fantastic. And especially when the kid is like very young, like 3, 4
years old, and stuff.
And like, yeah, it was a magical, special thing. It's like, just weird.
Did you find out in a certain way that Santa wasn't real?
I was actually thinking about this today. I'm trying to remember exactly how I figured out. And I know my mom has a story about me asking her about it. It's super cute. Blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Where I was just like, I don't know. Like, it was like Christmas Eve. I was like, I don't know if I believe in Santa Claus. but, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I had heard from somebody, like, a month before that, like, Santa wasn't real or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit. But, like,
that's how I kind
of. But then, like, somebody was like, obviously Santa isn't real. And I was like, yeah, of course. Santa's not real. I mean, come on, like, of course Santa's not real, whatever. Meanwhile, like, my heart was breaking inside of me.
That's similar.
While I'm hearing all of this stuff.
That is a similar
But do you remember when, you, like specifically when you found out that there wasn't a Santa Claus?
No, I don't remember specifically, but I just remember, like, that type of thing. Like, I'm pretty sure I just heard someone talking about it or something like that.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, put this, like, down your head. You were already getting a little older. You're being more speculative on certain types of of certain types of issues and ideas, and not just believing everything you're told by the man.
By the man. I mean, you know, I mean, it is nice. Like, I love still Christmas, you know, everything about Christmas. And
well, of course, I'm not talking about Christmas in general.
Or Santa, whatever, Santa Claus.
I was talking about the belief in Santa.
It is kind of a weird thing, though, if you really think about it.
It's just, very like, weird.
Lying to kids.
It's very weird. I don't get it. I don't know where that started or how that started. Because obviously they're going to find out. At some point in their life.
I hope they find out.
And if they don't, that's even worse.
That's even worse, yeah. God, we could be ruining it for kids right now. All the kids listen to the Thread Lads podcast.
Look, if there's kids that are listening to the Thread Lad podcast that actually still believe in Santa Claus, then they're already probably so far gone. That person's going to need so much psychiatry. Like, we curse fairly a good amount on this podcast, and we talk about some adult subjects.
Yeah, we really do.
And stuff. And the fact that this kid would have been listening to it the whole time, yet not believe or still believe in Santa, is an absurd notion.
Oh my god, that's a good point.
That would be depressing.
Well, what about Black Peter? Did you ever hear about the story of Black Peter? I think it's in like Norway, they believe that.
No, who the fuck is Black Peter?
Black Peter comes when you're a bad kid, and if you're bad, instead of getting coal, Black Peter comes and takes you, and then he kidnaps you for a year, and you like basically train under him for a year.
Well, you know, the whole like initial idea of Santa Claus, and I don't remember the original name or even like the original religion, but like the whole idea of Santa Claus was this guy who basically went around, and I'm pretty sure it was Christmas Christian related, but he went around on Christmas Eve and gave candy to kids that had been good that year, or like beat the kids with like a rod,
right?
If they That's were bad good. Or something. That's where, like, Kris Kringle got started or whatever, and I guess...
That's where it started?
That was, like, the original, like, Santa Claus was, like, give candies to kids that are good or beats them with a rod.
A rod?
If they're, like, not good. Or maybe something very specific to the time and wherever it originated and certain, like, what shit that was like.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all this shit, this is, like, this is all, like, kind of BS, whatever. It's kind of, like, whatever. Like, I don't know if you saw the whole, I don't know, like, people talking about making Santa Claus, like, gender neutral.
Oh, yeah, no, I've not heard of that.
And then a lot of people being like, Santa Claus is a man, like, blah, 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 this or that. My whole thing is, like, why the hell do any of y'all care? Santa Claus is the... And, like, you are adults. Santa Claus is a fake person. Y'all know that. Like, this isn't, like, a real fucking thing.
I mean,
that's like, arguing whether or not, like, is Bugs Bunny, like, a woman or, like... I don't know. It's just, like... We're talking about something that's not real and fake, and it doesn't, like, why get worked up about this and start to, like, do anything where you get worked up about something that's not fucking real?
My thing is, like, I don't know, that's just how the story was established and originated, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like,
if, like, some person wants to tell their kid that Santa's gender neutral, who the fuck cares? Like, it's a fake person. This person's gonna have all their dreams ripped away within a couple years anyway, and they're gonna find out that everything you were telling them was a lie.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
It was like, Santa is a man. Santa needs to be a man. And Santa is this person that I need to tell my child who's a man until they're 9. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this person's fake and doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems absurd to me. The whole thing seems fucking insane. But maybe that's just me. Maybe I am the fucking Grinch, and maybe I don't have enough Christmas spirit.
Maybe.
Hey, you are back.
At it.
At it. You know, one of the things that I saw, so obviously we're into Christmas time, but like, a lot of people forget, like, it's still not winter. The coldest months are still ahead of us. We still have January,
February,
and even into March. We had like snow in April around here last year, didn't we?
April was miserable. It just lingered last year. I remember we were deep into April, and it was still, everyone was just begging for warmth.
Yeah, it was god awful. So like, I don't know. You don't have a fireplace. I have a fireplace, but it's not working in my house. But you know what I saw the other day? So apparently, and I don't know who in tandem they were working with, but KFC is now making fire logs. There are KFC fire logs that apparently smell just like motherfucking Colonel Sanders' 11 secret spices and whatever.
Herbs and spices.
Yeah, yeah, and everything.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard, and I wish... Yeah. I don't understand.
There are fire logs now that you can buy. Hold on, let me pull up the freaking article, because I want everybody who's hearing this. So basically, there's a limited edition 11 herbs and spices fire log. 11 herbs and spices fire log. It costs $18.99 and is available while supplies last at kfcfirelogs.com. Obviously, they're not even promoting me to do this type of thing. I don't know why. They should be giving me some freaking cash, because who's going to give them publicity like this? One of my favorite places is now making one of my favorite items ever.
I don't understand how KFC isn't doing a billion times better, because they have the best. I love KFC. I love, and it always seems like they're struggling to close down locations.
I love the smell of KFC. Like, I think I like the... Just straight up, we're just going like bones to bones, like regular chicken.
Yeah.
I think Popeyes I like more than KFC.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, KFC smells better. KFC, but KFC's doing all this other kind of stuff.
To me, they're just different.
KFC has that honey barbecue stuff they got going on.
If you're going straight bird for bird, KFC tends to be a little more dry than Popeyes.
Right. That is true. But I mean, this new fire log, it changes everything. I mean, the smell, apparently, according to this...
I would love for my entire house to smell like thighs.
I would only... But that would just make me eat fried chicken all the time.
Fried thighs.
But I'd probably get my chicken from Royal Farms.
That's...
Smell... But the smell of...
Yeah, kernels are... Yeah,
it... There aren't actually any, like, around me.
My meal used to be...
There's one that's, like, a mile and a half, I think, away from my work. But, like, I'm not eating KFC on lunch.
You can't eat that from... Well, my meal used to be the $5 box, and then I would get two additional snack wrappers.
Nice. Do they still do the snack wrap?
I don't know. I haven't been over there in, like, forever, because there's none around me anymore.
Yeah, there's none.
They shut them down. The one I used to always go to growing up, they turned into an Arby's when we were like teenagers.
They have the meats, but not fried chicken.
Yeah,
that's.
Oh yeah, I think they do have fried chicken.
Arby's?
Yeah, they have like a chicken breast sandwich.
Is it really
a fried patty sandwich?
I'm out.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Guess what? I'm out.
I'm out on that too.
I'm out on that one. But I mean, these one of a kind logs, to get back to my original story that I started this with, like these one of a kind logs are made with 100% recycled material. They can burn up to 3 hours. And they say on them they may result in craving for fried chicken and attracts bears or neighbors who are hungry, which no shit.
Oh, that would be awful if you're out there. And you accidentally burn the KFC log out in the woods.
Out in the woods, yeah.
And you're just attracting every wildlife creature.
Or you're attracting a bunch of wooks, a bunch of fucking hippie motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's equally as bad.
No, they're just foraging out in the woods. But apparently, like, it's 100% recycled materials. It's way less wasteful than making chicken in your house, I guess.
I mean, I don't... Oh, you know what I want to... Have you heard about these air fryers?
Oh, I mean, have I heard about them? They've been around for a while.
I know, but they're resurging in popularity.
My sister has one.
Are they that good?
I mean, she made me... They were literally like frozen wontons or something, and she hooked them up, and they were perfectly like crisp. Like, everything was like fire in like 10 minutes.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
That was real quick. But there's none of the grease. There's none of the mess.
Yeah. And everyone keeps talking. I've not heard one bad thing about it.
Meanwhile, Kevin is steeping tea in the middle of this. Like, that's why I was talking by myself. He was going to get the tea
off
the kettle. Now he's just got a whole kettle Yeah, hook me up.
Do you want another tea bag?
Mine should still be in the sink.
You're going to use that sink bag?
Yeah.
Just get a new one.
Just reuse the same one.
I'm not grabbing your sink bag. Just grab a new one. I brought the
box. All right, I'll go grab my own.
Okay. I don't know why I don't want to use a new one. We're making hot toddies. I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Had a kind of a rough weekend. A great weekend. We had a great time out. One of our buddies is back in town. He's been back in town for a little while now, I guess. But caught a little bit of cold. I'm feeling a bit under the weather, yeah, as they say.
Kevin's not used to just, like, being out and doing things anymore. So
that's accurate.
He stayed out slightly past bars closed, and now he's sick.
You know what the crazy thing is, though, is, like, Rachel and I both got really sick.
Rachel is your fiance, right?
Well, yep. I was sick from the airport when we got back from Georgia. I caught
it. That was like a month and a half
ago. I know. No, yeah. It was like 1 month ago. Not even, actually. It was like less than a month ago. But anyway, so I got
forever.
Sick. I got sick going through the airport. So I was sick for a whole week. And then I immediately gave it to Rachel. Then she was sick for a whole week. And then I guess we were both all right for a week. And then I got sick again.
Well, I've been coming to this house all the time, and I still haven't gotten sick.
You know what's
at least not from y'all.
I worked in a hospital. I worked in a school system, and I didn't get sick as much as I have, like, this year already.
Really?
And by this year, I mean the past 3 months. And, it's that carpet. That dehumidifier in the room. There's mold in there or something, I swear. Because it's not... I don't know.
Dehumidifiers would prevent against mold from growing.
Well, I think the only reason they have that is because they had a bunch of mold, and now they're trying to combat it. But it's, you know, maybe.
So you got sick from mold?
I don't think so. I think I got sick because I was out really late in the rain.
I don't think it's like, you got mold, and now you have a cold. I don't think it's the same thing.
I also had whiskey sprayed in my face that night that you just jogged my memory of a little while ago.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. We had a nice little... wild night on Saturday.
They were jamming Christmas music at the bar.
Or was that Friday?
No, Saturday.
Saturday.
They were jamming Christmas music at the bar. Everyone was all happy. It's Christmas spirit.
It was a good time. It was a nice time.
Happy holiday. I forget what song they're playing. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Did you want to talk about the Hey Santa song?
Yeah, so...
I remember you mentioned something about it. It's one of your favorite songs. You always sing about it. Hey Santa... Hey Santa.
Well, that's the thing. It's
like,
secretly
is that like a real Christmas song. I don't even know what
you
song
never heard that
is.
Song.
What song is that?
Hey Santa, Hey Santa. But see, I think that they have like a secret, like heavy metal version of like Hey Santa. Because in their song, they don't. They're not just like Hey Santa, Hey. They're like Hey Santa, Hey Santa. Like it's so aggressive on that second Santa. I don't like it.
I don't know what the hell song you're talking about.
We'll play it on the break.
Who makes this song?
I don't know. It's just one of those like classic ones that's just always on in the
right. But I mean, I'm like so upset I don't have a fireplace. I really want to buy one of these KFC logs, like no joke.
Oh, yeah, but they're probably sold out, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
I'm about to click on the website.
We could buy one and just burn
right
it outside.
No, I'm not wasting that.
What are you wasting it?
Putting it outside, I want to lock in all the juice, all the smells and
ew.
The juices.
You want to like marinate your clothes?
Oh, sold out. We went to the thing and it's the website and it is sold out like hell.
That is sweet. They made it from 100% recycled material though. I like that.
Yeah.
Ew, what recycled material do they use, you think?
I mean, like 11 herbs and spices, those are all recyclable. All
right. When I was in like... I think it was like the 6th or 7th grade. I'm pretty sure it was when my little sister was first born. My grandparents came up from Georgia to see my little sister being born. They like had to watch me because my dad and my stepmom were like, you know, busy, like a brand new kid at the hospital and stuff. And so my grandma and grandpa took me to the KFC. There's a KFC out in Westminster.
All right.
And my grandfather ordered a chicken pot pie from there. So we ordered our food and we came back to the house and we're like eating the food. And my grandpa all of a sudden goes, "Oh my god!" And he's spitting out a full drumstick was in his chicken pot pie, and he was just like,
"Oh what?"
And there's just like a hidden drumstick in the chicken pot pie.
Oh god, that's gnarly.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Maybe that's why KFCs are shutting down.
They do that.
Like Jesus, that's gross.
Or like you go to KFC and you'll ask for like extra crispy and they'll have original or something and they'll be like, it's gonna be like 20 minutes. You're like, all right, I'll wait. And they're like, damn it.
Yeah, seriously.
I've never waited for 20 minutes for chicken.
Ooh, this one time I went to Popeyes and I waited 20 minutes and then I left.
You had to wait 20 minutes for Popeyes?
Might have been longer.
What Popeyes was this? Or why'd you have to? Was the line really long?
No, it was just like they. I don't know. They were like.
I forgot about you.
They were just a shitty Popeyes.
Well, you know, Popeyes is. You know.
It was like a Sunday night. They were just like out of shit. I couldn't get my spicy chicken.
Dang.
And I got like regular chicken like forever. And then they were like, "Oh, we don't have any more like breasts." It was like, it was something crazy.
It's always about
like
that.
Yeah, it was just insane. Never go to like restaurants on Sundays are the worst places to go. Because usually Mondays is when lots of food orders come in, where they get their food deliveries, right. Especially like for the week. And a lot of restaurants, a lot of people don't know this. So like Sundays is probably one of the worst days to go out to eat because a lot of places only plan like for like a week's worth of food. Mm-hmm. So on Sundays is when they start running out of crap. So like the restaurant I used to run out of, like work at. I refuse to work Sundays because every Sunday we would be out of our ribs, we'd be out of the steak, we'd be out of like sweet potato, we'd just be out of like all this normal ass shit that like people want obviously for their Sunday dinner, and they just like didn't have it.
I mean, you can't even. I mean, I worked.
Maybe it was just a shitty restaurant.
No, I've worked in quote unquote really nice restaurants before, and they are also super. I worked in a 4-star restaurant that was. Had all kinds of pest problems. We'll leave it at that.
What do you mean, leave it at that? If you're going to say pest problems, let's dive into this shit right now. What are you talking about, that pest problem?
There was, like, a bin with a bunch of, like, mesh bags in it. Like, the linen bags, you know, those mesh linen bags. And there was just, one of those circular tub bins where they were all shoved in.
Uh-huh.
So we go to grab a couple of the bags, and we pull them out, and there's just a cockroach nest in it. And all these little baby cockroaches came out. And it was middle, it was like a Saturday night, you know, dinner
baby rush. Cockroaches?
Yeah, it was a nest. And so they had to
ew.
They had to call pest control, and then they made the dude, like, park around the corner, like, around the corner, so no one could see that the exterminator was coming in.
Yeah.
To exterminate cockroaches.
Yeah, because people pulled up to the restaurant, they just see a giant exterminator dude coming through the bag. It's like, I guess I'm not eating at this place today.
Yeah, and this
although
was
those people probably shouldn't have been eating that place. It doesn't sound like the place was ready to be serving.
This was a 4-star restaurant, I believe.
Well, it was a 4-star restaurant with baby cockroaches.
A four-star restaurant.
Well, you don't
have to say that. I'm not going to say that. We'll talk about it. But yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. I'm a little grossed out sitting right here.
Well, it's just that like every restaurant's. Every restaurant's gonna have pests because it's a place of food. So obviously, but you shouldn't have nests of anything. You know,
no.
There should be not like shouldn't giant be nests.
Shouldn't be queens and like and whole societies of animals living off of this one sustained nest.
That's wretched.
Sitting at your place. Yeah, that's awful.
Quite wretched.
But you know what could probably chase them out? A little KFC firelog.
I really you know what else KFC firelog.
Could chase them out, though, probably? The Carlton dance.
Ooh, yeah.
Which I...
How do you feel about this?
Actually, well, you will definitely find out how I feel about this.
All right.
Because I don't know if anybody else out there has heard about it, so... If anybody is familiar with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which I'm sure most of y'all are, if 100%. You're not, then I'm surprised that you even know what a podcast is. But
Alfonso.
If anybody remembers Alfonso Ribeiro's character, Carlton, from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, well, he obviously had his dance, signature, the Carlton dance.
Signature dance.
You know, the snap side to side, like to the left, to the right, that like little swing thing that he did. On. Yeah. Which was always done usually
or
to
over the shoulders.
What's his name? It's not unusual cool. to have fun with anyone. But then that Tom Jones jam.
Yeah, Tom Jones. I forgot about that. Why was he
saying? So apparently like Fortnite.
Yeah.
In Fortnite, because I don't play Fortnite actually. Even though it's like the most popular video game in the fucking country, maybe the world. I don't really know. But it's a very popular game, especially with a lot of the youths that are in high school and like all that crap. But like, so you can do like little taunting dances at like other characters, yeah. Like if you kill them or
pay
like,
for a lot of those
or whatever. Yeah, some of them you have to pay for and everything. One of them is literally the Carlton dance, where your character does that Carlton dance.
It's the exact in the middle Carlton
game. It's the exact same thing. So Alfonso Ribeiro, the original tap dance kid, which a lot of people don't know about as well.
Okay.
He's a very expert dancer.
Oh, yeah. He was on Dancing with the Stars.
No, but like when he was very young.
Oh.
He had like.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, not like.
He like had like dance well. Videos where like oh. He was like the tap dance kid. Like he was like a trained dancer.
What?
Like professional, everything.
That's pretty sweet.
There was like commercials with him way like younger and like everything. But he's suing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And apparently a couple other people are suing Fortnite because a lot of the different taunts are just people's, like, moves.
Well, that's my thing is, like, Fortnite has gotten, they're believing their own hype, which, I mean, they should. They make, like, $300 million a month. But it's like they've already, because a lot of the times the dances become, they become super popular and then the kids are doing, there's even, like, NFL dudes that have done them, like, after touchdowns and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, like. So now they're just thinking like, oh, we'll just throw it in because everyone's going to love this. It's going to be great. Meanwhile, I mean, I didn't know that Alfonso's Carlton dance was trademarked. I didn't even know you could trademark a dance.
Well, apparently it's not even fully trademarked.
What is it? What?
He's in the process of trademarking it. That makes it
sticky.
Which just makes it real sticky.
You know, it's just like.
But there's also, because like, obviously, I'm a nerd about this, and I was researching it earlier, and back when he was on Dancing with the Stars, he was talking about, there's like a clip where he's talking about how he got that dance
from
someone else.
From Courtney
from
Cox.
From something
the,
else.
Courtney
something.
Cox in the Bruce Springsteen video.
Was that it?
Yeah. Well, it was inspired by.
Okay.
Yeah, inspired
by. I don't, like, if anybody actually knows me.
Goddamn Bruce
Springsteen. I have a mixed relationship with Bruce Springsteen.
Now that I'm hearing more of the story, it seems kind of like a money grab from Alfonso.
It seems like a money grab.
I mean, what's
like know? Originally is I was like, I was like, hell yeah, Alfonso, get your shit. Like, they should not be like taking your like dance that you made up. But then like then I got a little bit more into it. I'm like, I don't know.
It does seem like why would you really sue him? Like it's not like it's like a mega popular game. Like it's not like it's making you look bad. They're using your dance.
Well, like it's not.
I guess
like,
they should have checked in with him.
Like, honestly, like, if this game didn't make any money, he probably wouldn't care.
You know what the move would have been?
He only cares because he knows that they're making a lot of money. He could probably make money off of it.
They make
even
so
though motherfuckers still getting residuals all that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shit, which is probably really dope money.
Is it? Where is it playing? Nick at Night, I guess? That's it.
Yeah, Nick at Night. I don't know. TBS?
It's probably not even.
I don't fucking know.
Not TBS. I don't know.
I have no idea.
All I know is that if Fortnite, they probably should have gone to him, be like, hey, Carlton, can we put the Alfonso? We'll put the let's like team up. We'll do the dance. We'll do like a new commercial with you in it, and it'll be like you with the Fortnite thing.
Right? Yeah.
Then he's like involved.
We'll get Alvin from the Cosby Show in it. Trader Joe's Alvin in this shit.
It'll be a mashup.
It'll be a whole thing. It'll be
awesome.
Crossover
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they should have. See, they should have hired us for that Thread Labs podcast. They can put. I don't want the Thread Labs podcast in Fortnite. Well, unless. Yeah, do it. That's okay.
What are you talking? You don't want us to be publicized in the most popular video.
If we were in like a banner in the background, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, no shit.
Like a big.
You don't
banner.
Have money for that.
Nah, but if they just did it, someone just do that. One of our listeners.
Yeah. If any of y'all would like to sponsor the podcast, please let us know. We're still looking for sponsors. We're still looking for people to support us, and we will. I love any items that are given to me.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. And I will especially. Always speak favorably about them. We still have like a little bit we could get into for our Christmas episode.
Christmas. Yeah, it's the last episode before Christmas.
Yeah. Are we doing one next week? Should we do one next
week?
Yeah,
we can do one next week. That'll be post-Christmas. We can do a Christmas wrap-up, I guess. Because it is after Christmas.
It will be New Year's.
No, it'd be the 26th.
Oh, 26th.
Yeah, the day after Christmas.
Oh, yeah. The day after Christmas, we'll definitely do one. I meant the following week, which would be a day after New Year's Day.
Ooh, wait, a day after New Year's Day?
Yeah.
So the 2nd?
I guess so. I'm not looking at a calendar right now. Yeah, all of this is jumbling it up.
I guess it'll depend.
I just didn't know, like, were we going to take a break? We should let people know or whatever. But we'll just stay strong.
We'll stay strong.
We live fairly close enough to each other.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're...
Well, none of these fell on the... Yeah. We took Thanksgiving. Yeah. Because that was the night before Thanksgiving. So right. We took that off. But we don't, you know, we'll play by ear.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the Instagram,
We'll bring something at y'all next week.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be wanting pods, and a lot of people aren't doing pods, or it's like a best of. No, we're coming out with a brand new pod.
Dude, we got to do a best of.
No, we don't need to do a best of. I feel like we shouldn't do a best of until we have a year's worth of arsenal.
Arsenal?
Yeah. That we could go back, take clips, and we could do like a special.
Yeah, that's true. A year. We're close to a year.
We are very close to a year.
We're like, 4 months out, basically, from a year?
I mean, we're way closer than we were last week.
Oh, that's true, because I guess technically we haven't been publishing episodes since June, so we're 6 months. No, yeah,
we were doing our test runs and everything.
We did a lot of test runs. But, you know, clearly... So.
It's gotten a lot better. We sound so much fucking better than we did when we originally started this podcast. It's not even funny, and I know all of y'all out there understand what I mean. Go back, and if you forget what I mean, go back and listen to that first podcast, and then listen to this one. And...
Or just go back like 2 episodes ago where we had shitty mics. Like 2 weeks ago.
And we are back again. Happy holidays. You were talking about, though, this viral video that apparently just went viral.
It's viral.
And it's very Christmas-themed, but I have no idea what you're talking about. Probably people out there know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the glitter bomb video. This guy is an engineer, and he made this... He made like a false package to like they put on your doorstep, so like when like people come up and steal your packages, like real pieces of shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a glitter bomb.
But it's like reverse, basically, of like putting dog doo in a paper bag and lighting it on fire. It's the reverse version of that.
That's hilarious.
On somebody's porch.
So this guy, he's an engineer. And he made this thing crazy. He put, like, multiple phones in it for GPS, and so it records, like, all angles of the box. Because he put it in an Apple HomePod box.
Okay.
And so he also created this mechanism. So it just blasts out a pound of glitter, and it shoots far.
Really?
Yeah. And then, okay, so not only...
That's hilarious.
Not only does it shoot out the glitter, he also rigged it up so it starts spraying fart spray also. So, like, it has this little roller mechanism, so it just keeps spraying fart spray. So
what is fart spray? Just, like sulfur?
It's like...
Basically?
It's like a gag. But apparently it smells awful. But he did that, apparently, so people would, like, drop the box. They'd be like, you know, throw it away so he could go retrieve it. Because it had GPS, but he wanted people to get rid of it.
Oh, true.
And it was hilarious, because he played all the videos of the people, like, who stole it and opened it. And it was... To me, it was so crazy because a lot of the people were, like, mad. Like, they were mad that this was, like, a fake box or whatever. Like, you just stole someone's package.
You just stole something. Like, are you serious? You need to send me this. I haven't seen it. I really fucking need to see this.
We'll watch it after this. It is, oh, my gosh. And it shoots out. The one dude was like, God damn. Cause he opened it in his car, so it just bursted out all over his car. All this glitter. He's like, my girl's gonna think I had all kinds of people in here. Like, it was hilarious.
Yeah, or your girl will think that you fucking steal packages off of people's porches.
That's worse too. Like, this one woman opened it in her house and she was pissed. And she like threw it away. But I was like, I could not believe the amount of people that were like pissed that they opened up a package.
And then you stole that package.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've never once thought to steal someone's package off there.
I've stolen millions of things over my life. And
millions?
I'm kidding. Oh. It's a joke.
Is it?
God damn it,
Kevin. What'd you steal?
Lots of things. 5% discount, baby. Come on.
Oh my god, you didn't steal anything.
Come on, baby. No, I mean, like, little crap, like...
Like pens? I've accidentally stolen a pen or two.
Candy bars and nothing that's of any significant. And not like any like regular, like I never did allegedly. This regularly.
I'm gonna say allegedly.
Why?
I don't know. They come after you. They got audio.
They don't know me.
Jesus Christ.
Come at me. Come at me. Jesus. If there's anybody out there that's going to come at me, come at me right now.
I would never think to steal a package off someone's doorstep. Give my
address right now.
Oh, my God.
2122 Main Street, Finksburg, Maryland. Come at me right now. How dare you.
Head out to Finky. I don't think there is a Main Street in Finksburg. There's a Main Street in Westminster.
You shouldn't say that right after I give out my
All address. I know is that don't steal packages off people's doorsteps. One, because it's terribly wrong, and also it's Christmas because
it's illegal. And it's super fucking illegal as hell.
It's super illegal, and also like that's just a complete asshole move. And if you are gonna steal and it sucks, don't be pissed when you get glitter bombed.
When you get glitter bombed because you're an asshole. Yeah,
It was just crazy to me. Like, I don't know.
Somebody needs to do that in like a car and like or like. Have you ever seen those like videos of like people that set up the bikes because they know that the bikes are gonna get stolen, but they're like tied, like the bike will be like string like tied cement. To like cement or like a tree somebody, but like it's very like small and you can't like see it, and people will, like just see this bike and like go up and try to steal it and take it, and then they'll just hit the snag and like flip over, and then they'll be pissed. They'll just be pissed. Like,
yeah, that's what I don't get, that anger.
What the hell's going on? Yeah, I was like, you mean you're stealing
So this is what I wanted, because I unfortunately read a bunch of the comments after the video. But, like, it's true. Because there's
never read comments.
I know. There were some arguments, though. It's like, you can't, I'm not going to necessarily verbalize it. But it was like crime of opportunity versus, like, planned out crimes, then being on different levels. And I was like, I don't know, because I'm not going to steal anything.
What do you mean different levels?
Like, because it, like...
They're both crimes.
Yeah, it's definitely a crime. It's 100% a crime. But it, like, that crime of opportunity, like, triggers an impulse in, like, the lizard part of your brain, and you just go and steal it, and then you get glitter bombed or whatever.
You know, the only motherfuckers that...
They steal.
The only people that bring up that idea are people that steal.
They're the ones who steal. Yeah.
Or people, that, like, want to skirt around all sorts of, like, just everyday, like, normalcy that we have.
That's a weird entitled thing, I guess.
It's 100% entitled. Oh, God. Like, people that are getting pissed because they stole a package and then there's a glitter bomb that goes off and then they're, like, super upset. That's entitlement. That's, like, the people that are like, well... Blah, of course I should get this because it's here and I'm taking the opportunity, blah blah blah. No, you're a fucking asshole.
Have you ever gotten a package stolen from you? I don't think so. I had one go missing, but I didn't know if it was like the postman like accidentally gave it to somewhere else or someone took it off the porch.
No, like, I mean, I live, where I live now, I get all my packages sent to my parents.
I get
it sent to my parents. I guess I could do work. My parents only live 10 minutes from my work, and, like, I kind of, like, it's not out of my way. I guess I could get it to work. I don't get anything to my house.
Yeah,
like,
me either. Or that. I didn't either over at that, when I lived over there, too. But my old apartment, I did, because we had the inside door. So it was like you had the outside door, but then you had to have a key to the inside door, and the FedEx guy would leave it out there.
Yeah, like we have the whole vestibule situation. We have like the outer door, that inner like area that like nothing happens in or whatever, but it's always locked usually because if we use it, if we leave it unlocked, homeless people will sleep in there during colder times. It's classic.
Dude, do you remember when you came over to my old apartment, my first apartment in the city? And you came over, and we were just, like, watching TV or something. I forget what we were doing. We were just hanging out.
Right.
And you came – you were there for, like, 10 minutes, and you realized that you dropped your debit card outside. And it was
Yeah, I remember this. It was not great.
It was, like, 10 minutes, and there were already charges on it.
Yeah, there's charges at the McDonald's. My parents don't know about that, and now they're going to know. So, whatever.
No, that was a different spot.
So fantastic. It wasn't where we live now. It was way. No, that was, a way different, worse spot. It was a different area.
That was a completely different area. That was an awful area.
They didn't know about that. Oh, now they're going to know about that. That was fantastic. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
I could not stop. I mean, afterwards. Okay.
There was like a $50 charge to McDonald's like 10 minutes later.
I just couldn't believe how immediate it was. Like, they ran there.
Oh, my God. Because I canceled that and I got reimbursed on
that's good.
Everything I got like reimbursed and all that.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, they were ready to go. Oh my god! Probably bought McDonald's for everybody. Like I don't even know. I was like, how do you even spend that much money at McDonald's? I don't even know.
I remember you were sitting there. You're like, there are already charges on
that was so ridiculous. Good thing you realized it pretty soon after.
Yeah, I realized it. My bank account would have been zero.
Oh my god.
Zero.
That's another thing. That's hilarious. What if you find a card, do you start charging on it? I don't think I do.
No, you don't. what do you mean, do you? That should be a question.
I'm too afraid.
You should be asking people. Like, man. Obviously, you're stealing someone's money.
Yeah. But that's the other argument. They're like, oh, they'll get it back.
But I mean, if it's a credit card, it's MasterCard's money.
That's people's argument. My thing is, they have cameras everywhere now, so they're going to see your face and be like, tie it to you. Like those kids. Remember 100%. Those kids? When we were in high school, there were those kids who bought the Xbox with a stolen card.
I remember that.
Can't be doing that.
No, that's 100% true. Like, there's cameras everywhere. Everything's got freaking.
Yeah. Also, be a good person. Don't do it.
Don't be a dick.
Don't just not do it because there's cameras everywhere.
So just don't do it because you shouldn't fucking do it.
Don't do it. That should be enough
because it's fraud. Yeah. It is stealing.
It's Christmas.
It is everything.
You should be buying presents for your loved ones or whatever.
Or whoever.
Doing the thing.
Whomever.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. But wait, like you're talking all this bullshit though. Like, didn't you just steal a mug from like a place?
No, I didn't steal a mug. So Rachel and I were at dinner the other night at a bar in Hampton or whatever.
Yeah, Bluebird's fantastic.
And
shout out.
We were trying a couple of different drinks on the menu, and they had like a special Moscow Mule, and so we were like, oh yeah, let's order that. And right away, the waitress was like, she gave one of those like faces. And after, my first thought was like, oh, it's like a difficult thing or like but she was like, okay, but just so you know, like I have to get your ID. And I was like, that's weird. Like, you know, like why would you card us now?
Right.
But she said that apparently they have these special Moscow Mule cups, and so many people stole them that they have to take your license now as like collateral, and they return it when you give the mug back.
It's because everybody was just pocketing them.
Yeah, everyone was stealing these Moscow Mule mugs.
People do that shit. People love if you're out at the bar and you see like a nice like glass or a mug, like I haven't personally done it, but I've gotten my ex-girlfriend to do it because she had a giant purse.
I know. Rachel and I were like, this is ridiculous that people would steal these mugs. Then we came home. We have one in our... we have a mug from a restaurant. Like, allegedly.
I have several.
I mean, is this some cool mugs, you know?
Yeah.
But you can't take a Moscow Mule mug, though. That's, you know... Dang.
No, they should just plant that into overhead. Learning. I swear.
Thread Lads might be terrible people.
I mean, we're not great.
We're not the cusp.
Look, we weren't at a soup kitchen before this or anything.
That's true.
That's funny.
So anyway, don't steal mugs anymore because you're gonna have to start putting down licenses.
Yeah, come on, people.
And honestly, I forgot. Like, I would have if she didn't tell us at the very end. She was like, oh, wait, let me get your licenses. I would have 100% forgot.
Really?
Because, like, I just forgot. You don't normally, like, give your license like that.
No,
not when you're
no.
sitting down for a restaurant, you know?
Yeah, so seriously. Like, I know a lot of, like, restaurants or bars that, like, they will take, like, because my buddy works at this one bar, and they have different games there, but you have to leave your ID.
Different games?
Yeah, like board games everything, but like it's like in this open space where it's easy for people to like walk away whatever. So you do have to like give your ID because like obviously people will like walk away or people won't bring it back. Like there's all sorts of shit that you have to like cover yourself for.
How did we get everything to a somewhat normal society with the way we are as people?
This isn't a normal society.
Everyone's awful.
Society's never been normal. Society's always had awful people.
We're so close to Walking Dead zombie that season.
What do you mean?
Like how
so close?
Because the Walking Dead, I stopped watching after season like whatever, but I heard at the end that it's just like the zombies are gone, but it's like all the people that you're worried about, really.
Oh, that I didn't know about.
Me either.
I gave up on Walking Dead.
I know. I stopped watching after season two. That show sucks.
It was too depressing.
It was too much.
Like, it was just like everything is like, oh, we may have found like a safe place. Oh, these people here are crazy. Oh, zombies showed up. Let's go somewhere else. Oh, this place might be nice. Oh, wait, everybody here is crazy. Oh, the zombies are here. Let's go. So, like, it was just that same thing.
Plus, I'm more of a fan of the psycho, like, super fast, crazy zombie. Like, scary zombie. Than the, like...
I'm not a fan of any zombies.
Well, not in real life.
The whole idea of zombies is kind of BS anyway.
Yeah, some I read this really long, like, page article on Reddit one time. This guy disproving how zombies could even exist because they're essentially ghosts. And
yeah.
It was really, I shouldn't have even wasted my time reading that because it was so useless. But it made a good point. Because it's either, if the only way you can cut off its head, their argument was that it has to be like a spirit trapped in the head portion if the rest of it's dead, thus making it like a supernatural. It was crazy. Don't read
it. I know. I'm already lost.
Oh, it was,
but I kind of want to read it because it backs everything I've always believed in.
What's that? Zombies?
Zombies aren't possible.
Yeah, but
ghosts aren't possible. Spirits aren't possible.
But that 28 days later, rabies virus is possible.
That's not zombies. That's an infection.
That's basically, but that's, they turned into
it's totally different.
It's basically the same.
It's not the same.
It's basically the same.
It's an infection.
That's the scariest zombie movie. Or scary.
That shit's not even possible, though.
That is possible. That's biochemical weaponry.
Well, what are you saying that that's possible based off of?
There's rabies in the world. They just mutate rabies and make people throw up blood.
Is that why everybody's running around with rabies?
Did you?
Is that why rabies took over the human world?
Did you ever watch Blue Mountain State, the TV show?
That should not be your. That shouldn't be your beginning of any argument.
No, I'm.
Did you ever watch Blue Mountain State?
There's
that was the shittiest.
No,
funny.
That was hilarious.
It was funny.
There's an episode where Thad...
But that was a very not serious show.
Well, yeah, but there's an episode where he's trying to get around doing steroids or PEDs, and you find out that he gives himself rabies before each game. I love that show.
This is why that show's stupid.
The running back in season one got fired from the show because he got arrested. He was in charge of this major drug ring out in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they got the other guy from Weeds or whatever.
I don't know anything you're talking about, but on that note, Merry I think Christmas. We have hit our limit for
Happy New
the week.
Year what was the year before New Year?
Yeah, we will we'll come back next week. We'll hit you with a New Year's pod, which should be very interesting. I'm going to try to think of something that we can do, like...
KFC logs on a fire.
Something a little bit more... just like fitting with the theme. There's something that we can do with that. But we really do appreciate to all of y'all who have stuck with us this whole podcast. You are our favorite people. We love you so much. Please tell everybody that y'all know about it. Family, friends, everybody. Follow us on at ThreadLads on
Instagram
at ThreadLads on Twitter. We are also coming out at Lad's Thread. What did I say?
Happy holidays. I hope everyone has an awesome Christmas and doesn't get awful gifts. I hope y'all get great gifts and be nice because Black Peter will get you.
Yeah, Black Peter is a son of a bitch.
Yeah,
but, hit us up with any of the great gifts y'all got. If y'all have any weird stories, anything about, like, maybe some weird Christmas dinners, like, situations, anything, like, please give us some feedback. We love hearing from y'all. We love, like, taking stories that we hear from our favorite people that are listening to us and, like, bringing them into the podcast. So, feedback, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and all that stuff. We appreciate your support so much. But for Kevin O'Connor, I am Justin Dorsey. end. We will talk to y'all next week. This is the Threat Life Podcast.